Hey y'all, welcome to Aisha Speaks Real. So of course I know you all are wondering what in the world happened to you yesterday, and then what happened to you last week, because you've just been off the wall. Okay, let me explain. So last week, of course, you know, my birthday was on Wednesday, so it's on the same day of my podcast, which is like so crazy. So I feel like God was like testing me, like, okay, you gonna put this podcast first or your birthday? And I ain't gonna cap, I chose my birthday. But honestly, no, y'all, I really was going to do my podcast. It just, I had got so busy that day that I didn't do it. And I think that day I was also trying to do my hair as well, because I didn't do my hair. Like, my hair was done, but, you know, I had to actually finish it, and I wasn't able to do it until my birthday. And I was like, I'm not gonna be walking around here, you know, taking pictures and stuff, my hair not done. So, that day, I actually, did that. And then also I had, you know, went to go pick up a few birthday gifts and stuff like that. So, you know, this year my birthday was a little special. A lot of people gave me a few things, so thank you to everybody who gave me something. Shout out to y'all, much love. But yeah, so that's how last week went. And so yesterday, I wasn't feeling well, so that's why I kind of didn't do the podcast. I kind of really slept all day. I didn't wake up till around 8 or 9 o'clock. And then around that time, it was just too late to try to record anything. And so I was just like, you know what, tomorrow I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna make sure I get it done. So that's why today, like I promised, I am going to, you know, upload the podcast and stuff today. That's why I was just like, you know what, I'm just doing it tomorrow, because it's gonna be a fresh day. I can go and get it done, I don't have to rush anything. It'll be, you know, kind of a little pre-planned and a little bit more organized. But despite all that, all my many setbacks, I wanted this podcast to really just be talking about like new adventures and new journeys. So one thing that I really loved, even though, like I said, I didn't do my podcast last week, one thing that I really loved last week, especially just like on my birthday, like I really enjoyed myself. Like last week, I ain't gonna lie, y'all, I've been spending too much money. Too much money. But I've been treating myself. I don't think I really pretty much talked about it in my YouTube podcast, but I'll talk about it on here. Last week, I treated myself. I bought myself some shoes, some clothes. I just been, you know, getting myself new things. And I've been kind of decorating my apartment and stuff like that. And lately, you know, I like to go shop for, like, I've really been loving to, like, shop for homey stuff. Like, for my stuff in my apartment. Like, I've been buying clothes and stuff too, but I really been trying to like shop for like stuff for my apartment. Like, and I really just been like, oh yay, let's get this, let's get that. And I've been finding like little decorations that I've been liking. And I love candles. So if y'all ever want to give me some candles. I love candles. I love candles and like things with words of encouragement. So I believe that was last week. Last week I had went out and bought some candles. I had all bought some incense. And that's just to like flow good energy throughout my house and things of that nature. I just bought like a lot of just smell good stuff, you know, just for the house and stuff like that, because like I said, I just been really in tune with just getting my apartment together, because I've been in my apartment for almost a year now. And when I first moved in, I wasn't, you know, so focused on getting my apartment together, because I was just focused on paying bills and stuff. So I actually been in the moment where I have been allowed, you know, and it's crazy to say I've been allowed, but I have been allowed and given the opportunity to actually just decorate and be able to get that experience of, you know, being an adult and decorating your home and stuff like that. So that's been really fun and a fun experience for me. So yeah, that's what I have been doing lately. But besides that, y'all, like I said, I have been in this new era just living for myself. I know, you know, I was talking to one of my friends about it, just talking about my podcast. Like, one thing that's big about me is that I love what I do, and I love. And my podcast, y'all, it makes me so, so happy. Like, I don't care if I have 2 or 3 listeners. It's just the fact that I know that this is something that is making me proud. And so it's just like the little things with me, like, you know what I'm saying, with this journey of me being more responsible, and not just in life, but like I said, with my podcast, like with the small things, like making sure that I'm on time, making sure that I'm uploading the video or uploading my voice recording every Wednesday, making sure I'm doing it at 7 p.m. Like, it's the little things that I see myself growing in that makes me proud. Also, with this week, today, Well, but this weekend, well, let's talk about yesterday. So, like I said, I didn't do one yesterday because I wasn't feeling well. But today, I was like, you know, I'm going to do it today because, you know, I didn't want it to be... Like, last night, I could have done it, but it was going to be posted around 10. And it's not bad that it was going to be posted around 10, but it is because it's one, that's too late. And then secondly, on top of that, y'all, I was tired. Like, I was trying to get ready for work. And I was just like, I'm not finna be trying to record something. It's like... You know what I'm saying? Like, I just had got up. Like, I had slept almost all day. I was so tired. Like, I was just feeling so bad. And I had just went to sleep. And I wasn't trying to sleep that long. I was trying to at least wake up by 5. You know, do the recording, get the YouTube done, boom, post it, da-da-da. But I slept all the way to 8, 9 o'clock. And I woke up. I was like, oh, my God, I missed my freaking deadline. So, I was a little disappointed in myself. But I was like, it's okay. Because I knew that I was tired. So, I allowed myself to get that rest. Because I knew I needed it. And, you know, like I said, everything happens for a reason. So, that's why I wanted to talk about, like I said, new journeys and adventures. So, through me going to sleep. But by me waking up and doing it today. Like I said, I realized that it was a reason God wanted me to probably record this podcast today. So today, I went to an event with one of my organization, one of the old organizations I was a part of, Team Help Mississippi, and I spoke with our executive coordinator, Ms. Hope, and you know, she was just talking to me like, man, Aisha, you know, it's been so long, we caught up, you know, talked a little bit, and she was actually, you know, kind of offer me like a place back home, and I was like, I would love to come back and be a part of this organization. You know, I kind of had stepped back because of my living situations. Like, I just had so much going on, but I was like, maybe this is God telling me, like, this is what you need to be doing. Don't worry about trying to keep getting all these jobs, because I want you to really fulfilling your purpose. And so I wanted this podcast to just really focus about learning who you are, thinking about what is it that you want to do. And so through all these sequence of events, like, I really been thinking, like, okay, I love what I do. I love doing this podcast. I love talking about my organization. I really, really, really want to focus on it. I don't want to get another job because I feel like that's going to push away my focus. So when we was talking, I was just like, God did everything, all this for a reason. Like, God wants me to focus on this. Like, my podcast, Speak, is called Speak for a Reason. If y'all don't know or understand the mission is to help young people and also older adults, younger adults, speak up about what they're going through, their feelings, emotions. Let's talk about depression, anxiety, and to encourage young people to have a different perspective on life. So with knowing all that, when she re-invited me back to the organization, I'm just like, thank you, God. Like, you really seeing what I want, and you're giving me that. And so it just draws me to let you all know that no matter what you go through, as long as you stay prayed up and you stay stepped down on your vision, everything will prosper. The saying is, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So knowing that, no matter what obstacles come your way, as long as you know that you have a set faith in what you believe in, everything that you want will come your way. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So let's just always, you know, continue to think positive, continue to believe that everything we go through is for a reason. Know that. So that journey that you're walking into, it may be scary in the beginning, but I always know victory comes in the end. Okay. Hey, I'm gonna preach today. But no, seriously, y'all, like, even like through last week, like I said, I didn't do a podcast at all because, like I said, my birthday was on Wednesday. But even through all that, like I said, God has just been blessing me so much. I cannot be nothing but thankful for the adventures. Like, last week I went through an adventure, this week I went through my journey. Last week I had a good time, I enjoyed my birthday. I mean, I turned 20, woo woo woo. So kudos to that dove season. Yep. But no, seriously, like, God has just been like really showing me that everything that you want for yourself, I want for you. As long as you continue to do right by people, live right, everything that you desire will and shall come to you. And I live by that. I testify that to people, to myself. Every day I let myself know that, you know, you can do all things. Whatever you want to do, nothing is impossible. You may not do it when you want to do it, but when it's your time, it will happen. And I always tell myself, you're set for greatness. I know that one day I'm going to have my own business. I know that one day that television show that I want, I will have it. That network that I want, I will have it. I plan on becoming a director one day to have my own, like, you know, studio and direct movies and all that great stuff. Like, I'm gonna have all of that. So I have to continue to work hard and set these goals for myself to have that. In order for you all to have the things that you want, you have to continue to set these goals. You have to continue to go through the trials and the tribulations. However, you cannot set you cannot make excuses, and you cannot set pins into the things you want. And when I say send pins into the things you want, that means put a hold on it. Don't put a hold on it. Go ahead and continue to go out and do the things that you want. Don't hold off on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't put it aside. Don't BS yourself. Like, go ahead and get it done, because the time is now. The time is now. We do not have time, is not on our hands. And as we can see that today, these months are coming by fast. These years are going by fast. It's 2022. You know what I'm saying? And I'm 20 years old. Like, every time I think about it, I'm like, dang, I was just like 10. Like, I was just 6, 7 years old. But here I am, an adult now. I have my own place. Like, I'm really a grown. You know what I'm saying? So when you really just sit and think about these things, you really think, like, life is short. However, within this short amount of time that I have, let me do some things that will make me legendary. Let me do some things that would allow me to help the next generation. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me think of something. Let me be something that would influence them to be great. That would influence them to have the next generation be great. So it's not always about you, but it's about the next, you know what I'm saying, the next group. You know what I'm saying? So every time when I do things, I don't always think about me. I think about, who am I influencing? I think about my sister. I think about my little cousins. I think about my friends. I think about my mom. I think about my family members. I think about my associates. I think about my coworkers. Because everything I do, somebody is always watching it. And I'm influencing somebody. You know what I'm saying? So I always look at it like that. But what I want y'all to take from this is that everything we go through is for a reason, for a purpose. I hope you all enjoyed this podcast. Thank y'all for listening. Make sure y'all stay tuned for more. Next week, it's up and it's up and it's up. And y'all have a great day. Bye.